864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today.
LowCountryMail.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Awful news. A shooting at a DMV in Delaware, and a state trooper was killed at Christmas time, no less. The suspect, I don't know, I got one report that says the suspect's in custody, and one says the suspect is dead. We have to make sure all of these suspects and these type of things end up dying. They have to die at the end of it. There can't be any custody involved. They have to die. Die nameless is what it really needs to be. Our thoughts and prayers to that family. I just can't imagine. We have a million things to get to. You want in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, and then Zeke and Jason come right to you. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson, a condo hotel on Lake Hartwell, Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price. That's crazy. Another $20,000 in buyer incentives. More crazy, like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280, two bedrooms from $499, and three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept. Blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. It's unbelievable. You have to see this property, but believe it. Trust me. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, the Brock Purdy Field, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the 2- and 3-bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so they can use part and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms, depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. 888-786-3648. 888-786-3648. Tell them I sent you. Whether you go, whether you call, that's how it works. Zeke and then Jason. Zeke, how are you, Zeke? Merry Christmas, Zeke.
So, Merry Christmas, Walt. So, non-conference is over. So, I was going to give you my top 5 teams and see how they line up with yours. How's that sound?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to add to it just real quick, and I'll get off. But I got Duke first right now as we head in the conference schedule.
Yeah.
I have North Carolina second. I have Louisville third. I have Clemson fourth. I have Virginia fifth. That's my top five teams right now.
Yep, that's exactly how I would have it.
All right, and I've got after that.
In fact, I gave four of them yesterday. I didn't give a fifth, but my fifth would probably be Virginia. I have to think about it a little bit. Probably, and then I get it. Probably Virginia.
I got NC State, Virginia Tech, and Miami in a group together of 6-9.
Yeah.
I've got five locks for the tournament. My top five. I have as locked, unless something drastic, crazy happens. Don't get me wrong. And then I've got the other four battling out for what could get in the tournament.
You know, Zeke. If you could go back and change like a game to sort of change the whole. And the image of the ACC is obviously better this year. But if you could go back and sort of doctor one outcome, Wake Forest should have beat Michigan.
Well, dang, Walt Clemson should have beat BYU. Changed those two games.
Yeah, but
how do we look?
But Clemson has some respect and Wake doesn't. And Michigan has obviously got all sorts of respect. And Wake trailed that game by a lot and then went up by a lot. I don't remember exactly, but I think Wake was up 77-70 with just a few minutes left, and they screwed it up.
Oh, yeah. Listen, they clearly should have won that game. And, what does that do? But look, the conference, in my opinion, is the second-best conference behind the Big 12 right now. I think they've had really good showings. And, I think we have four or five teams can see the second weekend, Walt.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously the Foster loss was big for Clemson because, I think he was the superstar in the program and a developing superstar, and this team needed him. They're going to have to find a way now without him, and we'll see how it plays out. But
think about this. Here's another one for you. What if we change the FSU-Florida result?
Yeah.
FSU should have won that game. I mean, the ACC's just had a really good showing so far.
Zeke, I'm going to tell you something. When I watched the Connecticut-Florida game, that was like a week ago or whatever, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. Connecticut won that game, but I came away thinking Florida is still very dangerous from a national perspective.
Oh, I agree.
Very, very dangerous.
100% agree with you.
I think they're a team that could win the whole thing. I agree with you.
I think another team people have written off, but don't write a team off when they're missing a lottery pick. I think Kentucky, with Jaden DeCranes back, and the point guard from Pitt, Jaden DeCranes is a lottery pick, and he's back now, which makes them tougher.
Yeah.
I thought they rolled St. John. So it's like, first of all, don't write teams off in November, December.
What impressed me in the Florida-UConn game was how well the Florida guards played, and that had been the question with Florida up until that point. So if they've solved
that. Yeah, basketball Dave is really – go ahead, Walt.
If they have solved that issue, and it seems like they have – then I think they're going to be very tough to beat because their baseline is incredible.
I think Florida, Gonzaga, and North Carolina have three of the best baselines in college basketball.
Yeah.
To deal with, and the guard play at Florida, it will continue to get better. And if they figure that out, they could repeat. I will agree with that. Basketball Dave continues to be high on Florida, Walt.
Yeah.
He continues to say, "Don't write them off. Don't write them off."
He hasn't said that. He hasn't said that on the show, but that's been my view, and it was especially my view. I said it the day after I came back after watching Florida play Connecticut. I mean, Connecticut won the game. I don't know how they won. That was my view on it. I mean, watching the two teams play on the court together, I thought Florida was the better team.
Well, real quick before I get off, the good thing about this ACC basketball season is simply this. Obviously, we're talking to Basketball Dave about this. Carolina's second game is at SMU. That's a quad one game for Carolina.
Is this guy going to make it to the end zone?
Did they score?
No. Well, Louisville scored on a 60-yard touchdown run. Toledo blocked the extra point and returned it for two. And so now we have a 27-16 game. So we'll see how this plays out, but.
Well, and real quick on the prediction of the bowl games, I won't get to talk to you again, but I'm excited about some of these games. I agree. I'd love to see Miami beat Ohio State. I don't think they will. I like Indiana over Alabama. I've got Indiana to win it all. I think, Walt, that's who you like also.
No, I picked Indiana. I love Indiana, but I picked Texas Tech, and – And I think Texas Tech has the toughest route of any team, and
they do, and
Oregon. The winner of Texas Tech Oregon has the toughest route, at least on paper. You know, now the paper route can change, but as of now, you know, the winner of Texas Tech Oregon, which I think is going to be an incredible game, is not only going to have to beat their opponent in that game, but then they're likely going to have to beat Indiana and Ohio State.
Do you think that will be the best game in the playoffs, Walt, outside of maybe a championship game?
Yes. I think Texas Tech-Oregon is going to be an absolute war. And I'm going to get to that game because there are a lot of angles to that game. And one thing that Dan Lanning said I found semi-remarkable, and I want to talk about that in a little bit.
Well, Walt, as always, I appreciate you taking the call. If I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Zeke.
A blessed new year, and be safe.
Same to you, Zeke. It's good to have you as a friend. Thank you, Zeke. You're all my friends. Except for Brock Purdy. Jason, how are you, Jason?
I swear, I just drank some water and you made me cough it down the wrong pipe there. First of all, I definitely want to echo Zeke's statement. Merry Christmas to you,
Merry
all.
Christmas,
Merry
Jason.
Christmas to Ramona. You guys are definitely the MVPs of the afternoon, as someone else said earlier. It's hard to believe another year is flown by, man. I don't know if it just gets this way the older I get, but I just feel like 2025 didn't exist. Now maybe that's because Clemson football cratered, but it just feels like 2025 never was even a real thing. So, but we won't be in it for much longer. I tell you what, last night that was a show, Walt. I mean, I know we're not playing the 85 Bears, but. You know, to be the first 49er to throw 5 touchdown passes since Steve Young did it in the Super Bowl, I mean, that was pretty impressive. Brock was he was dialed up, but I was even impressed with Phillip Rivers. I mean, to be that old and to stumble around the
pocket, the obvious question, Jason, on that is why did you leave to begin with? I mean, you know, I thought when he left, I was saying, you know, he should stick around another year or two, and now he comes back at 44. I mean, it's fairly shocking that you can leave the NFL for 5 years at that age, and come back, and play well. So I don't know.
Yeah, it was funny. I saw the a couple of memes yesterday, last night, and one of them on Twitter was. It said, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady watching Phillip Rivers, and it was a picture of Bruce Wayne standing in front of the bat suit looking at it. Just, can I do this again? That had to cross, especially Brady's mind. I mean, that had to cross his mind. I was just curious, you know, what are your thoughts, since you're not going to be here before the weekend again, what were your thoughts as far as the Niners? You know, Chicago and the Bears got coming off that big win against Green Bay, that improbable win, coming to San Francisco. They got a couple of days rest on the Niners, but they do have to go across the country. What are your initial thoughts on their chances in San Francisco?
Well, look, I like San Francisco playing at home, and I think you found a little something of late and are playing good football. You know, honestly, Jason, as we head toward the NFL playoffs, I don't remember a year like this. Like, I don't really believe in anybody. I want to believe in the Rams, and I probably believe in them more than most, but I don't really believe in anybody. I mean, in other words, there is virtually no outcome of the NFL playoffs that will wind up surprising me. I mean, it can't, because there's nobody who looks anything close to a great team. I mean, they want parity. They have it because they have, like, total parity, because it feels like any of these teams can beat any other of these teams.
Yeah, and I mean, we've already seen it. I mean, it's so crazy that the number one seed could come down to the last week with the Niners in Seattle, because – Week one was the Niners beat Seattle in Seattle, and then just started taking on a boatload of injuries. And, you know, that's the thing that crushes me as a Niners fan, Walt. I'm sitting here, the field has never been more wide open during the Shanahan years, and I just think the Niners' defense is just a little too crippled to be able to negotiate a Super Bowl run. We'll see. I mean, maybe if the offense can just put up enough points, but God knows, if we had Fred Warner and Nick Bosa still on the field, I would feel pretty good, because you know the Niners' bugaboo has been running into Patrick Mahomes in the postseason.
Do you know how many times the line, if we only had Bosa, has been uttered? Yeah. This applies to the entire Bosa family. Right. Yeah. It applies to the entire Bosa family, including John the father, who wasn't quite as gifted, but still, yeah. Hey, don't look now, yeah. Ramona, but Toledo's trying to score, and if they score, they would be the right side in the play.
Oh, I'm watching them right now.
In which case, I will take back all of my hateful things I said earlier.
Isn't Toledo where we got Rob Spence from, the
mad scientist?
Bruce
Gradkowski,
wasn't that his quarterback there?
He's in, Ramona. Did they call it a touchdown?
Yeah,
they did.
A couple.
Ramona.
But in
2 seconds, what's going to happen is Brown is going to run 85 yards for a touchdown, and they're still going to lose. So.
Yeah. It's so funny, Walt, too, because I just feel like I have to keep reminding myself that Clemson plays this Saturday. I mean, it's just been such a weird season.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel that way, does it? No, it doesn't.
No, and I'm fired up for Clemson basketball, even though we lost Foster, obviously. But I think we came out of the non-con about as well as we could. I mean, well, I say that. We could have won some more games, but I'll just say I'm happy with the record going into the ACC conference slate here.
Yep.
I'm watching the game. I'm behind you, though. But, hey, I'll get out of here. I just want to make sure I got in and wish you, both of you, a Merry Christmas, and certainly look forward to talking to you after the bowl game.
100%.
Who knows? If the Niners can take care of business Sunday night, yeah. maybe we're talking number one seed on the line the following week.
Maybe you can make another Brock Purdy phone call other than, like, once a year.
Brock's my guy. I never even heard of Mac Jones. Never called him. Never was a Mac Jones fan. Don't need him. We got Brock. Take care, Walt.
I'll see you. All right, Ramona. So here's how we're going to get screwed over now, okay? So Toledo, Ramona, went for two, as you would expect, to try and cut it to a three-point lead, but they failed. All right, so now it's a five-point lead. What's the spread on this in our little contest? Is it seven and a half? What is it?
Seven and a half.
Louisville. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, that's where we get screwed, because I don't know if they're going to kick this deep. I don't know how many timeouts they have left. They're probably going to try an onside kick. No, they kicked it deep. I'm glad of that. Good. At least that's good. So you're going to make them go the distance. So here's the deal, Ramona. If Louisville adds another score, obviously, or a field goal, we will lose by half point. But there's 2 minutes and 24 seconds left, and Louisville needs to run out the clock. That's what we need, Ramona. We need them to run out the clock, and we will have stolen Toledo. And all those people who thought they had the right side based on whatever illicit activity they were doing would be the wrong side. Those people would be very unhappy. All right, we need to take a quick break. We have lots of football left to cover. I mean, lots, and we will do so. We also have a couple of stories that Ramona is going to enjoy. You may or may not. Walt Tula Road Rage, quick break. Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for next year. Is there anything that Gary can do to help me?
Great question, listener, and one that I get often this time of year, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. The qualified answer is probably. The odds are in your favor that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that I can write a person in. Give me a call today at 864-307-8484. And let's go through the exercise together.
There you have it, listener. Gary thinks you have a pretty good chance of qualifying for a special election. So give him a call today,
864-307-8484 to find out. You'll thank me later.
Tiger Nation, K Club Nick here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today. When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fear.
Walt Dibb to the Red Rage. We are back. Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Ramona?
It's O Holy Night. So I like all the versions of that.
Mine is Little Drummer Boy. And Louisville running all over Toledo as we speak, just running all over them. They are now in field goal range if they need to do that. But, you know, what we need, Ramona, is we need to force Toledo to use their last time out. Hope that one of the Browns does not score a touchdown. Because they are, when I say they are running at will, I mean they are just mauling them right now. I didn't know either Brown was playing, and both Browns are playing. That what Brown can do for you, that's the reason for the line change, that both Browns are playing. And these two dudes are unbelievable. I mean, they're both incredible. I don't pick either one. I mean, Clemson knows all about them. Clemson couldn't stop either one of them the last 2 years. You know, honestly, had Brown up in her in the third quarter this year, I think you have a different outcome in that game. But your situation right here, I forgot all about this game. Right? I haven't even mentioned this game in like 2 hours. In part because there was no hope. Now there's a little bit of hope, but it's getting dark. We need the timeouts to be burned and the clock to be burned and no field goal attempt to be endeavored. That's what we need, Ramona. Because we both have Toledo. What's the breakdown on this little game on the sheet, Ramona? What's the breakdown on Toledo and Louisville?
I have to count them.
Yeah, I mean, that should take like 8 seconds.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's 8-4.
In favor of?
Louisville.
And the line was?
7.5.
Well, this would be a good one for us to win, Ramon. It'd be a good one for us to win. Because if it's 8-4, we're 2 of the 4. So there are only 2 other people who took Toledo. Who was one of those people, Morgan Thomas? I think it was.
Yes, Morgan and John.
How about that? All right, so we have a timeout. How much time left? 1:50-something? 1:50? Toledo has one timeout. Louisville just picked up another first down. What worries me, Ramona, is that every Louisville run now is like 25 yards. So they're so close to breaking one. And I think Toledo's defense has had it. So somehow we need – here's what we need, Ramona. We just first of all, we need to burn that timeout, and then we need to burn clock. And we somehow need the Toledo run defense to hold up for a few minutes, and for the clock to expire, and for Louisville not to need that field goal attempt. So we might need one more first down by Louisville, a first down, but not a touchdown. let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew. That's no good. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert for basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. No one does it like Canty. They're the best. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So you call my friends at Canty today. You tell them I sent you. They will help you. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call Canty at 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, Ramona, Louisville's at the plus 33-yard line, I formation. They give it to Brown. He runs right. And why is Louisville running out of bounds? They've done it twice now. Why are you running out of bounds? Oh, now there's a flag. Now there's a fight. I mean, Toledo's so stupid. They really are. I mean, Toledo is so stupid. They almost took a penalty when they're out at the 40-yard. No, another flag came in. We're going to close this game, Ramona, with a fight on the sideline. Let's friggin' go. I mean, you got a mess. I can't see what's going on there, but you got players down. You got officials trying to separate them. Somebody's on the ground. I have no idea who. I can't see anything in that pileup, in that scrum. Yeah, this is not how you want to end a bowl game. And I'm guessing that this flag's on Toledo. You know, out at the 45-yard line earlier, they almost took a personal foul. They're not exactly disciplined, I'll say that. And this this would put the ball deep in Toledo territory. Oh, one of the Toledo players is carrying another of the Toledo player's helmet in his hand. That's never a good sign. Oh, I mean, this flag came early. I was assuming this first flag was on Toledo. I don't know. We see multiple players who don't have helmets anymore. I don't know if they took them off, whether they were pulled off in the scrum. I'm not really sure. Can't tell. There was a mess on the sideline, Ramona, and not where you want to have a mess. We're having a big meeting of the Zebra Minds now, Ramona. We have every Zebra who's ever officiated a game in that conversation. We've got some Zebras that must be faux Zebras, Ramona. They came out of the stands to help with this mess. I have no idea what is going on here. But we have... we have at least one 15-yard penalty coming up. There was one flag thrown originally. That was when it started. And then much later, in the middle of the chaos, I saw a second yellow flag go up. I don't know how many others there were. Okay, so now we finally watch it on replay. So Brown going to the sideline, and I'm guessing that's a late-hit personal foul penalty on Toledo. Number 38. Okay, and he's the guy who gets thrown to the ground. Woo! He gets thrown to the ground, and then you see punches being exchanged. Yeah. So the first flag was on 38 for a late hit. I mean, he's still driving Brown out of bounds, 10 yards out of bounds. The second could be on Louisville for the assault on him when he was on the ground. We'll see. Okay, so they called... They're calling it both ways.
Okay.
So nothing happened. After all that, Ramona.
So they're penalizing both of them, so it washes out.
It washes out. Okay. Nothing happened. It's exactly as we said. They got 38 for late hit, and then they got Louisville for beating the crap out of 38. It seems like maybe Louisville could have got more at the end of that.
He enjoyed it. Look at his face.
Yeah, it's true.
He didn't care.
That's the second time today he has not had a helmet. Brahm is PO'd. Brahm is screaming at the officials. Brahm's like, how are you calling that on us, man? This is an interesting way to end that game. What's that clock say there, Ramona?
I'm left 153.
And so they're going to have a first down. What are they talking to Brown about now? I mean, you called offsetting penalties. Again, you had the personal foul late hit on 38, and then you had the Louisville players eventually piling on 38, and he gets thrown to the ground. And I'm pretty sure I saw some punches in there, but it was in the middle of the scrum. So that's what's going on in this little bowl game, and all Ramona,
they're showing it again. They love to watch people fight.
Oh yeah, well it's good. Don't tell me these players don't care, okay? Because if they didn't care, they wouldn't be fighting. You know what I mean? I mean, it's,
that's true.
That's
they
right.
They wouldn't be all hyped up about
that's
it.
That's exactly
if they
right.
Important.
So all we need, Ramona, is we need this game to somehow end. They're still out there talking. Let's play. Did you make your call or not? Is that going to be the way it is? I see you in there making all sorts of ridiculous motions and stuff. I see what you're doing. Don't be doing that. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. There's no place like Twin Peaks. Where are you watching the bowl games? Where are you going to watch the NFL playoffs? Where are you watching UFC action or boxing or anything else? It's all at Twin Peaks. Late night. You don't need to wait for the weekend. You can get there tonight at Twin Peaks. Late night hits every night, man. Fresh, scratch-made food, handcrafted cocktails, ice-cold 29-degree draft beer served till the lights go low. So when the rest of the world winds down, we are turning up the heat. Pull up to the lodge and experience the best late night in the league. Tonight, tomorrow, every night you crave. At Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views, they have it all. How about this? Recruiting. Are you looking for a job where you can have fun, build great friendships, make serious money? Then it's time to join the team at Twin Peaks. We're hiring Twin Peaks girls, cookies, bussers, barbacks, and more. Fast pace, high energy, great earnings, an atmosphere that feels like family. Ready for a job that you'll actually love? Text WORK, capital W, for the number 4, TP. Capital TP to 8500 to apply. That's work for TP to 8500, and you will 100% thank me later. Twin Peaks, work hard, play hard, earn big. And finally, nobody does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Nobody. Whatever you're craving, we got it. Tequila cocktails, premium bourbon pours, top shelf spirits, served over ice balls, the itch is right, local craft beers, handcrafted whiskey cocktails. Yep, it's all here. And don't forget, the teeth-chattering 29-degree drafts we're famous for. Pair it all with scratch kitchen bites that actually satisfy, from shareables to hearty favorites. And remember, look, the food at Twin Peaks is the biggest surprise. You know about the beautiful women, the scenic views, and all this. The food is the biggest surprise. The food is outstanding. You will 100% thank me later. All right, so I looked down in the next play. Toledo seemed to have a stop, but there was another flag on the next play. These are two really stupid teams. I'm sorry. They just are. We saw Louisville's stupidity earlier this year, and Toledo's stupidity has been on full display all day. These are two really stupid football teams. Remember how Brom wound up having to talk about all the dumb penalties his team took, and they kept doing it? Well, they're still doing it, too. These are just two dumb football teams. There's no way around it. Just stupid. And stupid is as stupid does, and we're seeing plenty of stupid down the stretch here. Is that Santa? That's either Santa or Hulk Hogan, and he's dead. Yeah. It does look like Hulk Hogan, doesn't it?
He does look like Hulk Hogan. He doesn't look like Sandy. Yeah. He's not very cheerful there.
No, he's not cheerful.
And he looks like he's been there all day.
He does. He looks like he's 14 beers to the wind.
Yeah.
So things have apparently settled down. Oh, they wouldn't count on it because the temperatures are still really hot here. But Louisville has a first down. Where are we? That penalty was against Toledo, and that gave Louisville another first down? I mean, what are you going to do, Toledo? You going to walk them right at the end zone with personal foul penalties? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay, so wait, is Louisville falling on the ball? They are. Toledo still has a timeout. Fall. They're falling on the ball, Ramona. That's going to cause Toledo to use their timeout. If they have a timeout. It's showing one up on the screen. It looks like they called a timeout. This might work out for us, Ramona. This might work out for us. We would like that. All right, Ramona, we have miles to go. We've got to go over the rest of the games we haven't covered from this past weekend. We have 20 games or like 18 games to cover. We're going to do all of that in the last hour and 20 minutes of the show before the Christmas break. And again, we hope you have a tremendous Christmas. Have a very Merry Christmas. Safe holidays. If you're traveling, stay safe. Be careful. Lots of nuts. Lots of police. We say that every night when we leave here. Lots of nuts. Lots of police.
Lots of police.
So be careful out there. Drive slow. Drive slow. Drive the speed limit. You won't get any of that stuff. All right. Quick break. Wall tip to the road rage. We'll be right back.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back. And you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
Clemson fans, whether you're buying or selling a house or just protecting your home as a future investment, you need a contractor you can truly trust. At Crawl Space Medic, we are locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, and we provide fast reports, itemized estimates, and zero sales pressure. We offer free inspections for homeowners and real estate agents, all completed by certified techs. Partner with CrawlSpace Medic today for that free inspection.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories will customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four Wheel Center.
Here at the Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, the Roar.
Happens, right? Louisville, Ramona, is trying to give us the win. They are trying to run the clock out and end the game. They are falling on the ball. They're in victory formation. And the morons from Toledo won't even let them in the game. They're committing a personal foul penalty. They're committing a penalty on every single play in an effort not to let them in the game. Finally, it ended. Then we go to Southern Miss, Ramona. And so we both have Southern Miss. Is that right?
We do, yes.
In the first play that they show, the first thing they show is Western Kentucky's kicking a field goal. The first thing they show, Ramona, is Southern Miss punter drops the snap on the punt and he fumbles the ball. That's the first thing they show. So we're off to a good start in this one. But we did win the last one, Ramona, and there were only two other people who did. So we are on our way, and I am in. I am 8-4 now, I believe, and I am tied now just with Morgan Thomas. I believe Sam had Louisville. So I believe that my best friend and I are now tied for the lead at 8-4. I think that's right. Again, Merry Christmas to all you wonderful people. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for listening. It means everything to me, and we really appreciate you. We don't tell you that enough, but like I said, you're all my family. I view you all as family, and I wish you we both wish you a very merry and healthy and happy Christmas. So all those wonderful things. Before we get going here, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Underdog, listen, fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, they're all back. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. With Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. We've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, even some surprises sprinkled in. Now's the best time to get in the game. I am not on yet today, but I've got my man Robert telling me that there's 100% boost on Underdog. I have never seen or heard of such a thing. So if that's true, that's a first for me. I mean, I think the most I've ever seen is a 60% boost, and I would love some of that. But get to Underdog right now. They are giving you all sorts of special holiday treats on Underdog because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher and lower in stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I promise Robert I'd give him some NBA help. We'll try and do that. And by the way, I love live game action in NBA because I get to steer. You got to be quick, but I just think you know how the game's playing out. You know who's hot, who's cold, all those advantages. Download the app today. How about this? Use promo code ROADRAGE to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. This is incredible, especially when you consider you combine it with all these other boosts and gimme picks and deal reveals. It's just there's never been a better time to be on Underdog than right now. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncbgambling.org and you will 100% thank me later. It is Underdog. Illini Jay. Jay, how are you, Jay? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, first thing, thank you very much for having me. I want to wish you and Ramona a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, Jay.
I want to really repeat what Rudy says. You guys really do make our afternoons really special, and I really appreciate that.
That, you know, it's incredibly kind of you, Jay, and thank you so much. It means the world to us that you people feel
Rudy,
that way.
Rudy said everything, and if anybody disagrees with that, they can come over and talk to me and bring their lunch. Anyway, I want to talk about the Packers and the Bears on Saturday night.
Yep.
The Bears got a little chippy and knocked out a few of our guys.
Yeah.
Wasn't happy about that. The game ended the way the game ended. But I don't think the Bears are that good. I think Caleb Williams is really coming into his own, though.
Yeah, I don't think they're that good either. And I think they're still limiting Caleb. I mean, I think they're still trying to run the ball physically, and they don't put too much on his plate at this point. But he's handled what they do put on his plate, and he certainly has the physical traits and attributes to be great at the position. So, but I'm sort of with you. I don't think they're great. I don't envision seeing that team in the Super Bowl this year, but this is one of the wildest NFL seasons I've ever seen, and I don't mean necessarily that as a positive. I just think it's a season of great parity but not great play.
You know what? That I totally agree with you. Parity is what they wanted, and parity is what they got. Yep. Which means there's no great team. I'm going to leave you with two other things.
Yeah.
Illinois demolished Missouri last night in basketball. Illinois shot like over 40% from 3-point range, over 50% from 2-point. Now, I'll tell you what, Missouri isn't that good.
I think the question with Illinois is their defense. I think when you watch them and you watch their their sort of effort defensively, it's not great. And, you know, you can get by with great shooting, but at some level to really matter collegiately in terms of basketball, you've got to be able to defend. And I just don't know if Illinois is as committed to defense as they need to be.
You know what? I agree with you. But they did hold Missouri to 48 points last night. Yeah. And my last point, I want all of Radio Land to know there's going to be a lot of men out there drinking, which means women are going to be driving. So be careful.
What? I didn't expect that.
Can't argue with that. That's too funny. All right, Ramona, we need to move. We need to get let's get back to the action. Let's go to the 10 from the first set and see if there are any games we did not cover yet from last weekend.
Okay.
And then we're moving on to we have like 18 games to cover. So we have a lot and I have a few stories.
Okay, so did we do Delaware and we skipped all
those.
Yeah,
we don't care about that.
We skipped all those. We went down to Miami and You did Oklahoma and Alabama, yeah. So we're down to Miami and Texas A&M.
That's either one of the great runs I've ever seen for a touchdown or the worst defense I've ever seen or both, but it's probably coming back because we have a flag. Because they flag our teams, Ramona, every single play. This guy cut back like seven times and scored, Pittman. And but I'm pretty sure it's coming back. Yeah, we're already backing up. Holding. Holding. All right, Ramona, let's go.
Miami and Texas A&M.
Yeah, the Miami A&M game, as I've said, we covered this in the last 5 minutes of the show yesterday. Right. But no, not all right. I said I wanted to get back to this game in more depth today. But I thought this was one of the great college football games I've ever seen, certainly in the last 10 years or so. I thought it was just tremendous defense, great effort by both teams. I mean, it was just high tension. It was a pitcher's duel. You know, I know people love to see these 10-9 baseball games. The greatest baseball games are 1-0 games, and that's the kind of football game we're watching. It was 0-0 at the half. You know, and I saw idiots posting that Wake Forest, Virginia Tech stuff from years ago. There's no comp to this. This was quality, great defense, and the game was played in basically a tornado. The weather conditions were brutal, and it was difficult to throw the ball. It was, like, impossible to make a field goal. And I thought the two defenses were both remarkable. And I quite honestly, I thought going in that Miami was more talented, and I thought they proved that. I think the distinction between the two teams is Miami's run D. I think that my concern about A&M and this is our concern as we went into the playoffs was I knew they could get after the quarterback. But I wondered if you could just line up and run at them because I've seen teams run at them this year. And that's what I didn't like about them. They're an undersized defensive front, and they did not hold up against the Miami offensive line and against Miami's power running back. So, I mean, that was the game in a nutshell, and I thought that I thought the right team won. I mean, Miami missed, what, 3 field goals, 4 field goals, however many they missed? And you wondered if they were ever going to get over the top, and eventually they did. And they finally did what they needed to do. And they finally gave the ball to the right guy. And that's all it was going to take because A&M wasn't going to generate offense in those conditions against this Miami defense. But I thought the game was edge of your seat. It felt like any score could win the game. It felt like a field goal could win the game. It was your ultimate pitcher's duel, and Miami was just better at it, and Miami did it on the road. So kudos to the Canes. I mean, look, we said all along that the ACC needed Miami to get in, that somehow you needed to avoid Virginia or Duke getting in. Those two teams would have been slaughtered. I mean, Oregon, if one of those teams wanted to play in Oregon, they would have lost by 60. This league desperately needed Miami to be the team to get into the playoffs, and nobody else. Just Miami, and they showed why, and they're going to get another chance. And I think the game against Ohio State's going to be a very interesting football game. I'm not ready to make a call on that yet. I don't have to. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
Oh, good. Well, I want to wish you, Ramona, and the WCT family a you know, safe holidays, you know, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Michael. Thank you. Same to you.
And, well, I coach football, and I got a coach on my staff. He had to be admitted to the hospital today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's having some type of heart, irregular heartbeats and some kidney failure. So let's keep him in our thoughts and our prayers around this time. Hope Coach Handy makes a healthy recovery.
Absolutely. 100%, Michael. Our thoughts and prayers, 100%. And, you know, maybe the best news is that they found it and he's getting treatment for whatever he needs.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. It's the season to begin.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people, they get the wrong idea about this time of year. But, you know, the reason is more than what we understand, more we know. We never will understand it.
Yep.
Because, you know, the sacrifice that was given for us for this time of year.
Yep, 100%, Michael.
Well, Walt, how about those Jags?
I knew that's where we were going, Michael. Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, I thought you dominated the game. I mean, I thought you were, like, clearly the better team on the field, which surprised me. From the time that it was 17-all, it wound up 34-17, is that it? Or
34-20.
Yeah, that's right. 34-20. But from the time it was 17-all, I thought Jacksonville completely dominated the rest of the game. And quite honestly, even up to that point, I thought the Jags were getting the better of the play. I was surprised Jacksonville moved the ball as easily as they did on what had been a really good Denver defense. And in the red zone, Jacksonville was scoring easily. I mean, like no sweat easily, which surprised me as well. So I thought it was a really good performance by the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence is playing better football, and the team as a whole is playing better. And that's a big win. That's a place where Denver had not lost. That's a really big win for Jacksonville, and I think a bad loss for Denver, especially the way it occurred, because honestly they were not all that competitive from the time it was 17-all. I really thought the Jags dominated the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying because I'm a fan, but it didn't seem like the game was ever in doubt. You know they came that made a one-score game. I mean, they just kind of confused both leagues. And I think Denver kind of got out of their element, you know. They get paid the big bucks. They're the coaches, but, you know, we just played a good game, man. And I think, you know, we still got a lot to play for.
Well, and Denver's not going to win any games where the other team scores 34 because they're just not that dynamic. Hey, Michael, Merry Christmas, man. I got to run to the top of the hour. I'll see you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at